This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Chief United Nations Weapons Inspectors Hans Blix and Mohammed El-Baradei are en route to Baghdad, where they will press for more cooperation from the Iraqi government. Weapons inspectors on the ground in Iraq are intensifying their work. They must prepare a key report to the United Nations Security Council due by the end of this month. On Thursday, the inspectors made what they called a significant discovery: empty chemical warheads at an ammunition depot outside of Baghdad. The discovery has reinforced concerns that Iraq might still have chemical and biological weapons, despite its claims to the contrary. Our correspondent Kate Seeley is in Baghdad. Kate, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And what can we anticipate Mr. Blix and Mr. El-Baradei are going to talk about with Iraqi officials?
Well, they arrive Sunday afternoon, and they'll be holding 2 days of talks with the head of Iraq's National Monitoring Directorate and Saddam Hussein's chief science advisor, among others. And they're essentially coming with the message that time is running out for the Iraqis. Blix has said the situation is very tense and dangerous right now, and Iraq has to be far more proactive in proving that it's, in fact, free of weapons of mass destruction, as it claims. So they're going to tell the Iraqis, look, you have to do far more than just open doors for inspectors. You've got to come forward with evidence that exonerates you, that the burden of proof lies with them if they want to avoid a war.
What are some of the specifics that they might suggest?
Well, they want the Iraqis to account for what they call the gaps in Iraq's arms declaration to the UN, which was submitted last December. Among other things, Blix doesn't believe Iraq has accurately reported its destruction of anthrax supplies. Inspectors believe Iraq produced much more than it has claimed to have destroyed. And also, Thursday's discovery of the 12 empty chemical warheads has raised some serious questions about whether or not Iraq is, in fact, you know, being as forthcoming as it claims. And they'll also be pressing Iraq on the issue of private interviews with scientists. Mm-hmm. Now, Iraqi officials have been discouraging scientists here from doing private interviews. They said as much in a press conference I attended a few days ago. I mean, they said to us, we do not encourage them, although they added it is up to the scientists to decide. And that has frustrated inspectors here.
Mm-hmm. And Kate, as you can gauge it so far, how are the Iraqis responding to what seems to be the mounting international pressure?
Well, Iraqi officials have been sounding very accommodating. They have been telling us, the press, that they're willing to exchange ideas and address any UN complaints. But they continue to insist that they cannot be more proactive than they already are because they have nothing more to show. They have nothing hidden. They've also been very adamant about downplaying the discovery of the 12 warheads. They claim that they were declared in their UN arms declaration, although there is some question about that. As for the Iraqi people and how they're responding to the pressure, many tell me that as long as UN inspectors are in place on the ground, they know war is not imminent, although many say they distrust the inspectors and think they're spies, frankly.
Mm-hmm. So, but they do take some comfort from at least the physical presence of inspectors on the idea that the U.S. and Britain are not going to begin bombing as long as inspectors from the UN are there.
Well, exactly. I mean, as much as they may resent them, the inspectors give Iraqis a certain sense of security, and they're certainly all over the place. There are teams based in the north now and teams heading down to the south on a fairly regular basis. And Baradei said the other day that inspections had entered basically a high-intensity phase. So they're really stepping up inspections. And they're also stepping up pressure with regard to the issue of scientists. As we know, they visited the homes of two scientists on Thursday for the first time and hauled off a bunch of documents, which were sent to Vienna for review by the International Atomic Energy Agency. So we expect to see more of these kinds of actions from inspectors in the coming weeks.
Correspondent Kate Seeley in Baghdad, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.